Sunny Young, and hello, Sunny.
Hello, Kim.
Well, wow, Sunny, it looks like the Ebola outbreak is having a big impact on African football.
Kim, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, announced Wednesday that because of the deadly Ebola outbreak in West Africa, Guinea and Sierra Leone will play their Nations Cup qualifying matches next month on neutral grounds. The World Health Organization says as of August 11th, 1,069 people have died from the Ebola virus in four West African countries, Guinea, Liberia, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. The most deaths, 377, have been reported in Guinea, while 334 deaths have been reported in Sierra Leone. CAF says the Guinea versus Togo match, scheduled for September 5th, will be played in a yet unnamed neutral country. And the Sierra Leone versus Democratic Republic of Congo match, scheduled for September 10th, is expected to be played in Ghana. CAF says the Sierra Leone Football Federation has taken steps with its Ghanaian counterparts to have the game played in Ghana. Keep in mind, though, VOA football fans, last month, Seychelles decided to forfeit its Nations Cup qualifying match against Sierra Leone because of fears over the Ebola virus. CAF says it's following the Ebola situation with much concern. It says it made its decision based on advice from several medical experts on the potential impact of the spread of the Ebola virus in relation to the organization of matches and CAF competitions. Three Ebola-related deaths have been reported in Nigeria, the home of the reigning African football champions. All three deaths are linked to a Liberian man who traveled to Lagos. Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, says because Ebola has not spread widely in the country, Nigeria is currently scheduled to host Rwanda next month in another 2015 Nations Cup qualifying match. Now let's go to Cardiff, Wales, where Real Madrid defeated Sevilla 2-0 in an all-Spanish UEFA Super Cup, the traditional curtain raiser to the European club football season. Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo, the reigning FIFA World Player of the Year, had both goals for Real, which dominated the match from start to finish. The game also marked a nice homecoming for Ronaldo's teammate, Welsh star Gareth Bale.
Yeah, it was a special night for me. Obviously, being back in my hometown, playing in the Super Cup, obviously, I didn't think it would ever happen again. But, yeah, it was great to be a part of it and obviously great to win it. We obviously can be as good as we want, but, yeah, we know we have to keep working hard all season. It's not going to be easy with the amount of games and obviously the quality of teams that we're up against. But, yeah, we're going to be working hard and hopefully we can do as well as we can.
That's Welsh football star Gareth Bale speaking in his hometown of Cardiff, where Real Madrid defeated Sevilla 2-0 in an all-Spanish UEFA Super Cup. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us once again this evening from Johannesburg. And David gives us the recent results in the CAF Confederation Cup club competition.
In Group A, it was ASEC Mimosas of Ivory Coast 0, Real Bamako of Mali 0, and a big, big shock. Cottonspor of Cameroon 0, AC Leopards of Congo 4. I repeat that result, Sonny. Cottonspor 0, Leopards 4. Not one, anybody, not even the most partisan Cottonspor supporter would have believed possible. And the hero, Sonny, for Leopards was Bidumbu. He's a teenager and he scored a second-half hat-trick. And the other goal came from Ganze. Despite that 4-0 defeat, ironically, because ASEC and Real drew, Cottonspor qualified for the semi-finals. They've got 10 points from 5 matches. Leopards have got 8, Real have got 5, and ASEC have got 3. So ASEC are eliminated, and Leopards must be firm favourites to fill the second place in the semi-finals. They're home to ASEC in the final round, while Real are home to Cotton. Now, Real have still got a mathematical chance, and if my figures are correct, they would have to beat Cotton by 3 goals. That's not impossible. But Leopards would also have to lose at home by 3 goals to ASIC, and that would allow Real to go through on the goal difference. But right now, Sonny, despite the haywire form in this group, the chances of Leopards losing by 3 goals at home to ASIC are slim to non-existent. So I'm going to say with a pretty firm degree of confidence that Leopards will join Kocaelispor from Group A in the semi-finals. But they're still all to play for in Group B after a couple of shock results. Etoile Sahel of Tunisia, 0. Sewe San Pedro of Ivory Coast, 1. A goal by Aka after 51 minutes. And equally surprising, Nkana of Zambia, 1. Al Ahly of Egypt, 0. A penalty converted by Billy Mwanza after 50 minutes settling that game. And now, Sonny, there's all to play for in Group B. Ahly have got 8 points, Nkana 7, Sewe 6, and Etoile, who at one stage looked like they were well set to reach the semifinals. They're now bottom of the table with just 5 points. And to make matters even worse for the Tunisians, they're away to Ahly in the final round, and Sewe are at home to Nkana. Ahly need a draw, Nkana need a draw, Etoile will have to win, and Sewe will have to win. But that's the sort of situation you like going into match day 6. A group with only 3 points between top and bottom and everything to play for.
David, let's turn now to your backyard in South Africa. Action underway in the Premiership, the country's top soccer league. How about an update?
Yes, Sonny, the first matches in the South African Premiership were played at the weekend. South African Premiership, considered by many people in Africa as the equivalent of the English Premier League. Superb broadcasting, good camera work, a very well-run league, but on the field sometimes not quite as good as, for example, the leagues of, say, Tunisia or Egypt. But nevertheless, in the first round, Sonny, we had our 8 matches. AmaZulu 0, Ajax 0. Bloemfontein Celtic 1, Black Aces 1, Chippa United, a promoted side, 2, Platinum Stars 0, Free State Stars 0, Kaizer Chiefs 1, Mamelodi Sundowns, the defending champions, 1, Maritzburg United 1, the Great Orlando Pirates 1, Morocco Swallows 2, Pretoria University 0, Polokwane City 1, and Supersport United 0, Wits University 1. Now, a couple of interesting statistics, Sonny, about this. Only 12 goals in 8 matches. And this is a big problem in South African football, a lack of clinical finishers. But what I found really fascinating is, of the 8 matches, only one of those 8 matches was won by the home team, which happened to be the promoted side, Chippa United. And because of that, they've gone to the top of the table after the first round on goal difference. And then if you look at the big three of South African football, Chiefs, Pirates and Sundowns, mixed results. Chiefs did well to win away against Free State Stars on the cabbage patch of a pitch, which must be a great embarrassment to the league officials. But Pirates were shocked at home by Morocco Swallows, who really struggled last year, but Swallows quickly out of the traps this time. And a goal 9 minutes from time by Lerato Chabangu, giving them a surprise victory over Pirates. And Mamelodi Sundowns, who spent a lot during the close season, they could manage only a draw with a traditionally bottom half of the table side, Maritzburg. Now, it wasn't because they didn't make a good start that Sundowns failed to win, because Mashego scored for them in less than 2 minutes. But right at the end, in the 90th minute, Maritzburg were awarded a penalty and upset a Ghanaian, Mohamed Awal, and he converted that to give Maritzburg a 1-1 draw.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is
This is why I'm hot.
I'll tell you why they're hot in Marrakesh, Morocco, because the high today, Wednesday, will be close to 38 degrees Celsius or 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Marrakesh has also been the venue for some hot African athletics this week. It's the host city for the 19th African Championships in athletics. In action Tuesday, Botswana's Nigel Amos followed up his recent Commonwealth Games gold medal by winning the African title at 800 meters, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Botswana's Nigel Amos clinched a gold medal as Ethiopian Mohamed Aman was second and Algerian defending champion Taufik Makloufi were placed third in men's 800 meters on Tuesday. Isaac Makwala handed Botswana their second gold medal with a championship record of 44.23 seconds in 400 meters. South African Wade van Niekerk was runner-up ahead of Kenyan Boniface Mucheru. Nigerian Folashade Abugan won the women's 400 meters in 51.21 seconds with Zambian Kabanga Mupopo second and Nigerian Patience Okon placed third. South African Cornel Fredericks clocked 48.78 seconds to triumph in men's 400-meter hurdles and was followed by Nigerian Amechi Morton and Kenyan Nicholas Bett. Staying in Marrakesh, Zach Fisser leaped to a distance of 8.08 meters to lead Kotso Mokwena and Rashuel Samai in ensuring a South African 1-2-3 clean sweep of the medal podium in men's long jump. In men's discus, defending champion Victor Hogan and Russell Tucker secured a 1-2 South African triumph with Nigerian Stephen Mozi claiming the bronze medal. Algerian Larbi Bourada amassed 8,311 points to comfortably win the energy-sapping decathlon with Guliaume Thierry of Mauritius claiming the silver medal ahead of Ghana's Atsu Nyamadi. In women's 5,000 meters, Almaz Ayana and Genzebe Dibaba managed a 1-2 Ethiopian triumph with Kenyan Janet Kisa taking the bronze medal, while Tunisian defending champions Srin Balti and Dora Makfoudi bagged the gold and bronze medals in women's pole vault as Moroccan Nisrine